This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Soriano.
Let go and let God.
Hi, this is Art Soriano, and welcome to this episode of Let Go and Let God. I hope everyone enjoyed the week, and most importantly, found time to pray to Jesus. Prayer is so important because it's through prayer that we get to talk directly to Jesus anytime we want about anything on our minds. It's how we're able to let go and let God, which is when we give the Lord all our troubles and let Him handle them, letting us live without worries, fears, or stress. Today's topic is letting go of the bitterness. I will discuss why and how, as Christians, we need to let go of any ill feelings we have towards someone. Also, my guest is Shana Powell, the Executive Director of U.S. Missions at CRU. And of course, we'll talk about prayer, and I'll be playing some of my music. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, our topic was being honest with ourselves and how as Christians, we need to be grateful for all the Lord has given us, yet accept the person we are with all of our good qualities and bad ones because it's how the Lord made us. On today's show, our topic is letting go of the bitterness. We have all heard people say things like, "I don't care if I ever speak to that person again," or "it will be a cold day in hell before I forgive that person for what they did." Perhaps we ourselves have uttered those very words referring to someone in our lives whom we refuse to let go of the bitterness. Well, unfortunately, those types of thoughts and actions are not Christian and in no way will please our Lord. We have to remember our Christian faith is based on love, forgiveness, and compassion. When we choose to not let go of the bitterness, we are breaking three very important laws of our God. We are not loving them as we love ourselves, we are not forgiving them, and we are not showing any kind of compassion. Letting go of the bitterness is also bad for us spiritually because it prevents the Lord from coming into our hearts, and when that happens, we will never achieve happiness here on earth or a place in heaven when we die. In the Bible it says, Proverbs chapter 10, verse 12, "Hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all offenses." This Bible verse tells us that as Christians, we could never give in to harsh emotions like hatred because it pulls us away from our Lord. Only love, forgiveness, and compassion will let us live true Christian lives. When we are not letting go of the bitterness towards someone, we may feel justified and even good about it. But if we choose to be a Christian, we must learn to forgive and move on. Understanding why there is never any room for bitterness in our hearts toward anyone is another part of living life as a Christian. Today's topic is letting go of the bitterness. When we refuse to let go of our anger, hatred, or bad feelings towards someone, it not only offends our Lord, but it lets the devil use that bitterness to pull us even further away from our Lord. There is absolutely no benefit to holding on to any kind of bitterness toward anyone. Worse yet, it puts a barrier up between us and the Lord. As Christians, we must let go, move on, and forgive. The first song I'm going to play today is very special to me. The song is called The Body and Blood of Jesus. When I wrote this song, I thought of what it must have been like to see and meet Jesus when he walked the earth and to be present at the Last Supper. Please listen now to my song, The Body and Blood of Jesus.
Last meal.
Art will be right back.
Every sport deserves a spotlight. From football to basketball, soccer, wrestling, you name it. Launch a weekly coaches show that builds pride and raises funds. We produce, you talk. Get the free info kit at LoneStarPodcast.com/coaches. That's LoneStarPodcast.com/coaches. Your team, your show, your profit.
Now I would like to introduce a very special guest, Shana Powell, the Executive Director of U.S. Missions at CRU, a Christian organization doing amazing work around the world. Hi, Shana. How are you today?
Hello, Art. Nice to see you. Thanks for having me.
Well, welcome to the program. Shana, let's start by you sharing your journey and explaining how it brought you to where you are today.
Sure. Well, I'm really a product of campus ministry. Friends reached out to me when I was a student at Montana State and helped introduce me to Jesus Christ, and that began my journey.
Praise the Lord. Well, Shana, I love how you describe yourselves as a caring community, passionate about connecting people to Jesus Christ. Tell us more about CRU.
Sure. CRU is a global organization, and we're seeking to reach people with the good news of Jesus Christ all over the place. And the campus ministry is the biggest part of what we do. And when we say campus, we mean middle school, high school, undergrad, grad, and faculty, that whole community of people working to reach the campus. And our strategy is to win, build, and send, which means we go out in lots of creative ways to have gospel conversations with people all over the campus. When they come to Christ, we want to help build them in their faith, disciple them, and really the 101 of ministry and following Christ. And then we send them to contribute in the same ways, basic evangelism and basic discipleship, to join the body of Christ in helping to fulfill the Great Commission around the world.
That's incredible. And Shana, we should tell our listeners that CRU is spelled C-R-U.
That's correct, C-R-U.
Well, as executive director, what are some of the challenges CRU faces today?
You know, this generation was so affected by the pandemic, and we're seeing students with maybe more anxiety and more nervousness. But I will tell you that even though that might be the reputation, God is using some of that anxiety and nervousness to create tremendous boldness.
Well, I know you have many amazing success stories, but is there one story that comes to mind you would like to share with us?
Yeah, I think it's around that idea of God flipping around that nervousness for boldness. One of our groups was taking a short-term trip over to Eastern Europe to establish a partnership and a relationship with one of the universities over there. And on the flight, you know, you're halfway across the ocean and you realize land is a long way away. Some of our students got really nervous and anxious on the plane, one in particular. But when she landed, she felt so tough that she had just overcome that huge flight across the ocean, that nervousness and anxiousness became boldness. And she shared the gospel so boldly while she was there, more than any other student on the mission trip.
That's a wonderful story. Well, how can we find more information about Shana Powell and CRU?
You know, if you go to CRU.org, you can see all sorts of things about us. It'll tell you about our leadership. It'll tell you about our locations. You can find us on most universities in the United States. We're in 191 countries. You could explore our statement of faith, or if you wanted to give or volunteer with us, all of that stuff would be on CRU.org.
That's CRU.org, which is CRU.org. Well, once again, you've been listening to Shana Powell, the Executive Director of U.S. Missions at CRU, and I want to thank you, Shana, for taking the time to talk with us today on Let Go and Let God.
Thank you.
Today, we're talking about letting go of the bitterness and how, as Christians, we must let go and move beyond any types of bad feelings toward anyone. But what if we can't? What if we've been angry for so long, we find it impossible to let go of the bitterness? Well, the simple answer to the problem is prayer. Remember, we can pray to Jesus about anything, and when we are unable to remove the bitterness in our heart, then praying to Jesus is exactly what our Lord wants us to do. Pray to Jesus and start by letting Him know how much we love Him and how grateful we are for all we have. Then pray for others and their needs, and then finally, share with Him what is troubling us and why. ask Jesus to remove the burden of bitterness we are carrying and to let us see how easy it is to let go. No matter what the person did, we must move beyond it and not keep the bitterness. It doesn't mean we need to bring the person back into our lives unless we choose to, but we must let go of any bitterness we are holding, regardless of what was done. Through prayer, ask Jesus for the strength we need to move beyond whatever bitterness we have been carrying and for guidance to move beyond the anger or the pain. Don't just pray on this once, but as often as we can, and soon, two things will happen. First, the bitterness will go away, and second, we ourselves will feel much better because the heavy weight of that burden of bitterness we have been carrying will have been lifted. We can also pray for others who we see holding on to a bitterness about someone else. And we can pray to Jesus to open the eyes of someone who is holding on to bitterness toward us. Prayer is the solution for everything. So as we go through our week, pray to Jesus at least once every day and learn to share with him whatever is on our minds. Understanding how wonderful prayer is another step in living life as a Christian. The next song I'm going to play is called Do Not Be Wise in Your Eyes. It can be easy to give in to the temptation of the devil, but when we do, we almost always regret it. Please listen out on my song, Do Not Be Wise in Your Eyes.
All the things that you see, so many thoughts of devilry, but don't begin. Do not give in. Maybe it's true you'd have some fun, but sooner or later you'd be undone. Don't pay the price, it's not worth the sacrifice. But do you know a simple way to avoid that mistake? Just follow. What's not good for you? Do not fall for all those empty lies. Turn away from things you shouldn't do. Do not be wise in your eyes. Regrets, it's not hard to change.
Art will be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts. Or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
Recapping today's topic, letting go of the bitterness, we need to remember that there is no benefit for us to hold on to bitterness toward anyone. It pulls us away from our Lord, invites the devil to tempt us, and makes us bitter toward others. Eventually, we will become an outright miserable person. Choosing to live a Christian way of life is a choice. But when we make that choice and learn to follow the laws and commands of our God, we soon find that the ultimate benefit of obeying them is that they lead us to a peaceful way of life and, of course, into heaven when we die. So if we are angry with someone or bothered by something that was said or done to us, let go of the bitterness, forgive them, and move on. Give that burden to Jesus through prayer, and I guarantee you will feel so much better. And finally, the last song I'm going to play today is called Give It to Him, which wraps things up nicely because the song is another way of saying let go and let God. Please listen now to my song, Give It to Him.
To Him, all your woes will be cared for. sin, God, give it to him.
Art will be right back.
Every sport deserves a spotlight. From football to basketball, soccer, wrestling, you name it. Launch a weekly coaches show that builds pride and raises funds. We produce, you talk. Get the free info kit at LoneStarPodcast.com/coaches. That's LoneStarPodcast.com/coaches. Your team, your show, your profit.
Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, God's Invisible Breath. The man whispered, God, speak to me, and the meadowlark sang, but the man did not hear. So the man yelled, God, speak to me, and the thunder rolled across the sky, but the man did not listen. The man looked around and said, God, let me see you, and a star shone brightly, but the man did not notice. And the man shouted, God, show me a miracle, and a life was born, but the man did not know. So the man cried out in despair, touch me, God, and let me know that you were here. Whereupon God reached down and touched the man, but the man brushed the butterfly away and walked on. The moral is, don't miss out on a blessing because it isn't packaged the way you expect. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. I would like to thank my guest, Shayna Powell. And if you would like to learn more about me, email me or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.